Welcome back to the Inspired Incompetence Podcast, wardrobes by littledickhats.com. Little Dick Hats for Little Dick Energy. How's everybody doing?
Much better now.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's get right into it. We are still in Hammer Rock, and everyone's happy to be here.
Still, like, we technically just got here, even though it's been like 3 episodes now.
Yeah, you've done nothing but fight since you got here. Like, what is it, Jersey Shore? That'll age nicely. All right, so Thalias, with his heroic charge, closes in on the death carriage that y'all have been fighting for the last episode and company. But his movement's going to provoke.
What if it didn't provoke?
Then there would have been a pretty shitty cliffhanger.
Yeah, right.
All right, that's going to be a 33 versus your touch AC.
Oh, no, really? 33?
Yep. And real quick, can I get a will save? Did you already?
Yeah, I already did it.
You are shaken. All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's real bad because you're going to take a -4 penalty on your fortitude save against the collect soul ability because you're suffering from a fear effect. So that's effectively a -6 penalty.
What?
Shaken is already a -2.
He gets a +5, so...
So, net -1.
-1.
All right, well, I prefer just to have the +5.
Yeah. Let's go. We all believe
in you. Do you have any horseshoes or clovers left?
No, I don't have any left.
It's been a day.
Yeah, it has been.
It's been a day since we were in the...
It's been a hell of a day. Basically.
Yeah. No, it's.
Oh. I thought you were saying. Oh, don't worry. You got your stuff back.
No, I'm just.
Yes.
Okay. Making helpful banter.
Yes, very helpful. Okay, so, what do you need from me now?
I need a will save. You're taking a -1 penalty.
Is this one to kill me?
It's to take a lot of damage, but I doubt it'll kill you.
28. On the dice, and then.
-1.
Like -1, 27.
DC, 26.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. All right. So, you're going to take the reduced damage.
Just now, this reduced damage. Load.
Elias, you take 86 points of damage as it lashes you with its incorporeal whip.
Okay, but there is good news.
And you feel like your soul kind of like cling to the whip on the strike back, but you manage to hold it in there.
Okay, well, I'm glad I could hold on to my soul. That's good.
Well, you have experience with your soul trying to be ripped out of you.
Yeah, no, this is not the first time it's tried to leave. It's my soul's being held hostage. So that'll kick off one of my amulets. Necklaces? What are they? Necklace.
Remember, you have temporary health too.
And I have how does that get factored?
That goes first.
That goes away first.
Ah, I see. So, oh no, then it won't activate my necklace. It's probably fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you made your save, so you can't. So you are immune to the trap the soul ability for 24 hours. Collect soul.
Okay. That's right, 24 hours. That buys me some time to execute my attack. Now it's my turn.
Yeah, just take less than 24 hours to kill it.
I'm gonna try. And I was charged, so I don't get my champion attack, but I get everything else. And all of these, if you recall, have some sort of bonus, because I did a thing.
Yes, you have a +5 bonus on attack and damage rolls from Divine Power.
Excellent.
But you're shaken, so you also have a -2 penalty on attack rolls.
So +3, and then full damage?
Yes.
Okay. So the first attack is going to be... And plus charge is +2.
Yes, so...
So charge negates the shaken, so just add 5 to all of these.
All right. First attack, 40.
40 will hit.
Goddamn right it will. 30 damage and 3 acid.
Divine power adds 5 to damage too, right?
Oh, that's right. Yep. 35. I'm the greatest. All right, this is happening. This is officially happening.
And don't you get to roll holy damage?
And I do. 8 holy damage.
Okay. What do you think the holy damage sounds like? The acid damage is...
Oh.
All right, Nick. You're on it.
I'm not doing it for all of his attacks. He rolls like eight every committed. Round. No, Joe can do it. I gave him the blueprint.
Dude, I was thinking it'd be a holy sizzle, but that is so much better.
All right. I might have to save just that. Clip it and just put that in there every time.
Right over Joe's voice, so it's just every attack has my voice in it.
Oh, Jesus. That's so great. I can't wait to hear it.
Congratulations, everyone. Yeah, so you got the holy damage there and the
I did.
Okay, perfect.
How could I miss it?
Champion attack, we're gonna skip. Haste attack, 39 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay, and that'll be 34 damage and 2 acid. Plus the good stuff. 8 holy damage.
Oh. Okay.
But wait, there's more. Attack 2, 43 to hit.
That'll hit.
For 33 damage and 6 acid, mega hiss. Plus, oh, that's pretty friggin' holy. 11.
Oh. Ooh. And with that third hit, Thalias spears apart the death chariot.
Oh, thank
and
fuck.
And the combat has finally ended.
Whew, for now.
Oh my god.
that was a good one. I was not I thought when we come in here there would be like some sort of like investigating and stuff, but no, it was just right away big combat.
Yeah, we faced an entire dungeon in one combat.
It was two enemies and a couple of
thank you, Matt,
add-ons.
For
that was not a whole dungeon.
Yeah, but one of those enemies was a dragon, so like
yeah. So basically, like all of these encounters were just kind of like hunkered down, so to speak, waiting for like proximity or you know something. Now, the Dread Wraith or the Worm Wraith pointedly saw you guys because you're hovering like 50 feet over the courtyard.
Yep.
And you like stayed there for like a few minutes while you surveyed the area, which, you know, I don't blame you for doing, but he was just like,
hey, who are these fucks?
Yeah, I couldn't be like, I don't think he spots you. Dread Wraith under his control that was like hiding up here to the north in one of these buildings hears the commotion and is compelled to go help the Worm Wraith, does that, and like you guys are just fighting directly outside of the this place where the death coach was. So yeah, it was just kind of like you accidentally pulled all these things directly to you. And now there's two crypt dragons,
but they're friendly.
Everyone roll initiative. Yeah, the female dragon kind of dusts herself off. She says,
well, good to know that these mortals are good for something.
Seems to be addressing the other dragon and like not really acknowledging you guys.
Yes, the first ones we've come across that seem to be.
Yeah, well, we're not just anyone. And then as I say that, I look over at Valbar's dead body and realize that we actually do still have a problem on our hands.
And exactly who are you?
Arginus.
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
We're what you call the famous Pharasmophore. Sent by the renowned Umble and Thoot.
Did you say Umble and Thoot? I don't recall Umble ever mentioning you to me.
Oh, he's just being a little bit shy. He actually asked me not to tell anybody, but I think that's just him being humble.
Oh.
Humble.
Did you say that you're called the Pharasmophore?
Yes. Well, we've interchanged a couple of times, but yes, we are the Pharasmophore.
Do you mean to say that you carry the blessing of Pharasma herself?
Well,
Be very careful here, Arginus.
By being sent back to this plane by Umble and Thute, we assume that we have Pharasma's favor.
I wouldn't be so sure. 'Tis quite crass of you to assume you hold the favor of the Lady of Graves.
Well, seeing how we're doing a lot of favors here, we're trying to rid the world of, I don't know if you noticed, but Tarbefan.
Oh, so I suppose Pharasma owes you? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, of course not. We're just from her, we come from her realm.
No, you don't. We come from her realm. I don't recall you last, what, several decades or so that we've been there.
Yes, well, our timing inside the inside the graveyard was rather short.
And yet you claim the name of our mistress for yourself? Typical mortals. The audacity. They are but infants, Targaryv. Suppose we can't hold it against them for having such illusions of grandeur. Now, where do you suppose that witch is? Oh, yes, good question.
Oh, you guys are looking for the witch gate. so are we.
I'm sorry. You know of the witch gates?
Yes, well, we dealt with quite a few, a few days ago, a few weeks ago?
About a month ago.
You never directly dealt with any witch gates. You technically shut them down in Verilich, in Gallowspire. Well, I mean, Teoblith did that, but...
Our Jesus gets no credit for that?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, Arginus is like, we've dealt with those. Like, that's... I'm just letting
you... shut down the control... You interfaced with the control panel. Like, you haven't actually seen a witch gate up close.
Well, we dealt with the witch gates.
Yeah, and they don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure you did. But, actually...
And the female dragon looks at the male.
Perhaps they can lend an assist...
You think? No.
Look at those delicate little hands of theirs. I think that they would be well suited.
They are rather tiny, aren't they?
Uhtred's gonna go collect Valbar's body.
I'm already over there. Yeah. Well, as soon as I nodded to looked over to Arginus to explain who the hell we are, knowing he would take full care of it, I
yeah, Arginus is like Valbar. Right. It's like in between them.
Yeah, Valbar is super dead. His face would be like just paper white. And like his skin almost looks cracked a little bit.
What you can see under the mask?
Yeah.
Are we sure that the Hierophant has a way to bring back?
Yeah, raise dead as a, I think, a fifth level spell, or it might be sixth, but either way.
I think fifth.
I thought Raise Dead comes with, like, a pretty heavy penalty, like, negative levels.
I mean, yeah, it comes with two permanent negative levels that you can remove 1 week at a time with Restoration and, I think, 1,000 gold worth of Diamond Dust.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, two permanent levels, not that bad.
Yeah, and the spell itself costs, like, a diamond worth 5,000 gold, which we happen to have.
Yeah. So, free death.
Yeah, free.
Spend it on the new guy.
Female dragon says,
yes,
turns her head to address Thalias and Uhtred.
Perhaps you could help us, and in return we can assist in, I assume you also want any local witch gates eliminated.
Oh, we'll help us to teleport.
Very good. I suppose that last assault was quite taxing.
And she holds her gaze on Valbar.
Who's in Thalias' arms, by the way?
You mean hand?
I suppose it would be tactless to ask for your assistance right away, but I should tell you that we, my brother and I, happen to know a ritual that can disable the properties of a local witchgate. So if you would be willing to help us, I would just like to know.
I turn to Uhtred and I say, I think we can use all the help that we can get.
We certainly aren't in the position to turn any down.
Splendid. Well, first things first, we should locate the witchgate.
Indubitably.
Yeah, about that. I think, are gonna rest. If you want to go searching, we certainly won't stop you, but we are merely infants after all.
Yes. He raises a good point, Sepathet. They are rather feeble. Yes, yes, very well. Take the time you need to rest, and we shall convene tomorrow. 12 hours? 8? 10? How long do you require?
It should be plenty for us.
Well, does the ritual of getting a body back...
The spell Raise Dead, I think, is like a 10-minute cast.
Yeah, it only takes me 10 minutes to channel. Or an hour. It's something... Yeah, well,
it's like part of your morning.
You do that part of your
right. Yeah.
And Raise Dead is a 1-minute cast.
Yes. How much diamond dust do we have remaining?
Not enough.
Okay, that wasn't the question. How much do we have?
Not enough.
It's earmarked for other things, man.
Well, no, not even that it's earmarked for other things. I don't think we have enough to do get both levels off of you. I have 2650 written down.
Okay, so that is enough for to get both levels off, because we have a diamond worth 5,000 gold. That's the Raise Dead spell.
Then it's 1,000 per casting of Restoration.
Yes, but that only gets rid of one permanent negative level at a time, and I have to wait a week to get rid of the other one. So it'll be the diamond and then 1,000 in diamond dust once Valbar's up.
All right, so why don't you guys explain to me where you go from here?
I heal everyone, myself mainly, but also everyone.
You did, the Trance of Three for the Hierophant, so that gives you access to channel for a little bit, right?
Oh, shit, yeah, it does. Good call, Matt. Yeah, let's channel.
I want to gather everybody back together.
Yeah. I'll even heal these fucking dragons. How cool am I?
It's pretty cool.
8d6.
That's 48.
To everybody.
Well, the dragon doesn't have an O-ball, and has the blue dragon has taken some damage and doesn't have an O-ball, so please roll 8d6 for her.
Ah, frig. Watch it be 48. How cool would that be? No, 27. And I'm going to do it again, huh? Check this out.
I should hope so.
Ah, 32 this time.
Nice. And
48 for the cool kids.
So other than Valbar, all the PCs should be full now.
I think we already were.
Well, Thalias took a big chunk.
Yeah.
And our genus had taken a hit from one of the dread wraiths.
Yes.
Don't worry, guys. I'll take all the damage and do all the damage. You guys keep doing
it. That's kind of how it went.
But tomorrow is going to be a different story. It's going to be all...
He's going to be all righteous might and divine powered up. And
yeah.
And then he'll just Trance of Three the champion and fuck everything up anyway.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Okay, so I'll ask again. Where are you guys going from here?
I think our genus was going to build a house.
Yeah. Maybe we should go in the stable.
That seems good.
I mean, that's probably the most likely cleared building.
It's definitely the most stable.
Since hopefully the things that was in it already came out.
Right.
Hopefully the only thing that was in it already came out.
Hey, did we get any loot before we're leaving where all the loot is, potentially?
Yeah, all the incorporeal undead's pockets. All their pocket change fell out when they died.
Well, the reason I thought it was the carriage, but it's incorporeal. Yeah, you got me there. It's like a whole carriage full of loot. That could have been awesome.
All right, so you poke your head in this stable. This large stable could easily accommodate dozens of horses, although it is empty now and its wooden dividers are shattered. Dozens of blackened horseshoes are scattered across the stone floor. And just once upon entering, a faint, fearful whinnying echoes in the air. But I think with that, the last remnant of the horses that made up that death carriage is emptied into the great beyond.
Wunderbar.
Alright, I make shelter.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna kind of do some detect magic throughout the stable. Make sure there's no little gem in here.
The dragons follow you guys in.
Does our genus make a dragon-sized house?
No, but there's a ton work? Of room, but like in the stable that the house wouldn't occupy. And in fact, once they're in here, they kind of like space themselves out a bit, and then they just kind of like they each take like a wide stance, and they kind of like raise their heads up in this, like, you're not really sure what they're doing, but there's this like moment of like reverberance in the air, and it's almost like just this veil drops in the air around them. You're really not sure what they did, but it just looks like something in the air in the area that they're occupying, like the northeast 2/3 of the stable seems to be like of a different air than the southwest 3rd.
Now's the time to strike.
I'm going to also place down a symbol of scrying on the floor.
On the floor at the southwest entrance?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Any other preparations before you guys start resting?
I want to make sure Valbar is nice and tucked in and comfy. I don't want to just kind of pile him to the side, you know? Make a really nice room so that when I raise dead, he's, it's not like, where's all my stuff? You know, who are you people? He's like, oh, it's going to be nice for him, you know, like a hospital.
Of course.
You wake up in a hospital, your friends and family are there.
There's your house, by the way.
Oh, perfect.
God. It's one of those, every place we've been to, like, okay, where can we fit the house? And yeah. I was like, go ahead, where do you want it? It'll go anywhere.
50 houses in this stable. All right, yeah, you get Velbar all tucked in, I guess. I'll move him into the house. All right, what are we doing for watches?
Well, I'll take the last watch.
I usually don't take watches, but...
That's not true. That's a lie.
I'll take the first one.
I'll take mid.
All right. The dragons do not consult you about watches.
We didn't consult them.
I know you didn't. All right, first watch, give me perception.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. 32.
Very nice.
I see everything.
Do you leave the shelter for your watch, or are you just remaining alert?
It's got windows and stuff, you're saying?
Yeah.
I would just remain alert, because the last thing I need is to, I don't know, fight something alone outside of the shelter. I'd like to be with as many people as possible in this this hostile environment.
Okay. You don't hear or see anything out of the ordinary. This place got real quiet after you guys killed the Wormwraith, Dreadwraiths, and Death Carriage.
Good. Good, good, good.
So, I'm reading over the Raise Dead spell.
Yeah.
It says a creature who has been turned into an undead creature or killed by a death effect can't be raised by this spell. And I'm pretty sure both of those things happened to Valbar.
That looks pretty messy. I do have another trick up my sleeve, if that fails.
So, Finger of Death is indeed a death effect. Yeah, that's a pretty fucking big bit of red tape there. As to the turn into an undead creature, that is only relevant while the undead creature is active.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was just a catch-all or if it was just, you know... Now that you've killed Valbar's Dreadwraith, that clause no longer applies.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if Valbar had, like, been turned into a zombie and you cast Raise Dead on zombie Valbar, it wouldn't work. You'd have to put him down first and then Raise Dead. Joe, you got something?
Oh, yeah. Reincarnate.
Uh-huh.
Read the whole thing.
Yeah, so he's not going to like what I used to bring him back.
I mean, read the material component.
Oh, yeah, oils. I mean, we don't have those, but I'm thinking we can probably make that happen.
Now, I'll remind you, you left a Daradin, outside of Kyradera Forest, who's got a Schrodinger's chest of magical components that may be.
And he's got a perfectly good body.
That's not how reincarnate works.
What? Why not? You're going to make me make him into something stupid? Like a, you know, like a horseshoe or something? I don't know, a rake or whatever is in this goddamn stable?
What? No, you don't need to. You don't need to sacrifice another person for reincarnate.
It says I bring back a dead creature in another body.
Yes, you generate a brand new body.
Oh, a brand new body! Like
yes,
with the sticker on it still.
Yeah. Since the dead creature is returning in a new body, all physical ills and afflictions are repaired. The condition of the remains is not a factor, so long as some small portion of the creature's body still exists. It does.
Yeah, it's tucked in.
But he's not going to come back as a gnome.
He could.
But completely up to the roll of the dice.
Oh, you're going to roll it. Yeah. Oh, of course you are. Of course.
Yeah, okay. It's like a D100. There's like a table in the spell and everything.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know all that. I'm absolutely down for this.
A reincarnated creature recalls majority of its former life and form. It retains any class abilities, feats, or skill ranks it formerly possessed. Its class-based attack bonus, base save bonuses, and hit points are unchanged. Its physical ability scores depend partially on the new body. First, eliminate the subject's racial adjustments from its previous race, and then apply the adjustments found to whatever race you roll.
Yeah. So, like, on this list, like, most of the, like, from 0 to 100, like, you have, like, an 80% chance of being one of the core races. But okay. Also among that list is bugbears, lizard folk, orc, troglodytes, kobolds, goblins.
That would be amazing.
Now, there's an expanded unofficial table that we could use if you guys were feeling extra spicy.
Oh, that's a big list.
Yeah, and it includes way more like playable races and also some other non-playable races.
Ooh, I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's go right now. Let's just go grab them.
You can't. You need 1,000 gold worth of magical oils, which you currently don't have. You can get it with Dondon Daradin, but to reach him, you have to either hoof it all the way back through Kyradera, or you need
teleport.
Well, you can't teleport while the Witch Gate's active.
Friggin' Witch Gates! They're jamming us up big time.
Hey, Uhtred's got his Phantom Steed. He could get there right quick.
He could.
True.
And he's got Dimension Door.
We don't know if the Witch Gates will affect that or not. It didn't in Verlich, but we don't know if this one will or not.
All right. Well, that's all very exciting. Crazy development. I thought we were just sort of popping him back, but apparently...
How long is that? How long is that?
Reincarnate takes an hour.
It's a 10-minute cast, and then when you're finished casting, it's a one-hour process for the new body to form.
I mean, if we're going to go, we should go before we go to sleep.
Well, we should finish out... No, we should rest. Get all recovered.
You've rested. Well, I guess we got to do the other watches, but... you're in the middle of resting. Joe's already made his perception check.
I like to think that while, this is all happening, while I'm doing my watch, like, nothing outside, check on Valbar, like, wait a second, the fuck am I going to bring him back? I'm, like, going through, I was like, and that's where all this sort of crunch happened, this in Thalias's mind.
Just like, all right, yeah, Ray's dead, just you wait, Valbar, wait, no! Stupid.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. Reincarnate with the magic stupid.
Randolph never would have made these mistakes.
Dude, you guys nailed it. That's exactly it. I love you. It's perfect.
All right, cool. So Thalias's watch ends. Let's hear from our genus.
He's got a 13.
13 perception?
Yep.
All right.
And while Arginus is pacing around, he looks at Valbar and he's just like, oh, the oils. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid.
Why is he talking about oils?
He's just being insane.
Forgot to moisturize. All right. Yeah. Similar to Thalias, this place seems very quiet. From your vantage point inside the secure shelter, inside the stable, beneath the cover from the courtyard, the night air just seems strangely peaceful.
Yeah, it's going to be our new base of operations, our new house, once we clear it.
Yeah, and then your watch ends. Uhtred.
21.
Yeah, it's just more silence at Hammer Rock.
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
The two negative levels that Uhtred has.
Yes.
You make a...
You'll need to make a fortitude save 24 hours after you contract them. You save separately for each one.
Are we doing that, like, exactly 24 hours? Because we kind of, like, a new day is usually indicated by doing the rest. So, like, would I do it now, or do I wait until whatever time of day it was yesterday when that happened?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to, we can't do exactly, but yeah, it'll be, like, towards the end of this new day. But, yeah, Hammer Rock is silent. Every once in a while, you hear the semi-distant clatter of one of the dragons, like getting up, moving around, flopping back down in a more comfortable position. That happens to, like, just collapse a decayed bit of wood. But yeah, your watch ends with no complications, and everybody wakes up. Congratulations.
So I basically spend the first part of the morning doing my ritual to get Hierophanty, and then although one second on my character sheet I just have reincarnate as a fourth level spell. I can still use that when I'm the Hierophant.
Yes.
Okay.
Uhtred also needs you to be the Hierophant for
Okay.
the negative levels.
I'm just making sure that I'm not cocking something up like, hey everybody, I'm the Hierophant. It's like, oh wait, stupid, stupid, stupid.
Valbar can also restore negative levels once he's brought back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're looking probably at least a day before he's back.
I'm going to channel the Hierophant, even though I don't think I have to, you know, explicitly to get this done. I'm going to do it anyway for RP and, you know, being like the healing man for this reincarnation.
So for... Let's see. So you channel the Hierophant. You're putting Restoration in as your fourth level spell.
Yes, that's correct.
And so just go ahead and figure out what your other level spells are going to be for the day. You know, the yep. new spells known that you get. And just remember that you automatically get the cure spells for each level.
Yep. So I have the ones I normally take highlighted in red on my sheet here.
All right, cool. So
Bless, Bear's Endurance, Invisibility, Purge, Restoration instead of Divine Power, and then Righteous Might.
Nice.
And you should have access to 6th level as well.
Yes, you now have access to 6th level spells.
Yeah, but I just turned 16. I haven't used the Hierophant since I turned 16, so that space is pretty blank right now.
I mean, Heal is a 6th level spell if you want to just, you know.
Yeah, let's grab Heal.
Yeah, 150 points of healing.
Or damage.
Or damage.
Yeah, on an undead, true.
An important distinction that I can't remember if it's actually come up or not, but while Uhtred is using Undead Anatomy, he does heal from negative energy and takes damage from positive energy. So just beware of that if that ever becomes relevant.
Okay.
You don't want to blast Uhtred with 150 points of damage with a heal spell while he's a pickled punk.
Yeah, he's going to kill me.
Well, heal can only ever bring you down to 1 hit point at the lowest.
You know what I would do? I would use my Reflection Arcana to send it back at them, and then they could get the heal themselves.
Perfect.
Oh, fuck. You know what?
What?
Reincarnate has that same clause. A creature that has been turned into an undead or killed by a death effect can't be returned to life by this spell.
Really?
Oh, no way. Me. Where does it say that?
Yeah, it's again, it's the last paragraph right before the table.
Oh. What if you had a heart attack right before the death effect? Your poor little gnome heart couldn't take it.
Yeah. Well, I think death from natural causes is like also a thing that most spells can't bring you back from.
Yeah. That's the next sentence. The spell cannot bring... Oh, this spell can bring back a creature that has died of old age.
Yeah, that's natural causes.
Yeah, maybe the bleaching just caught up with you.
he did drop from 30 feet if his body took damage that way.
Yeah, I think death plus fall damage is still death from death effect.
Shit.
Yeah, fuck.
So there has to be a way to, like... There must be something in Pathfinder.
There is. Yeah, like a miracle or a wish spell, basically.
Oh, those are like level 9, right?
Holy shit. Wait. Hold on. I got another idea. I think somewhere in my character, and Alex, you're going to have to guide me on this, can't I talk to my deity like once ever?
Well, you don't... Yes. It's the final Hierophant ability. I don't think you're high enough level for that. I think it's 17th level.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I could be wrong.
I gotta look this up. Do you remember what it's called or anything? I just sort of remember that exists.
So, what if you are determined to bring Valbar back, what you need at the very least is a resurrection spell.
Which is a 7th level.
7th level cleric spell requires a diamond worth 10,000 gold. Now, bear in mind, that's not 2 diamonds worth 5,000 gold. You need 1 diamond worth 10,000 gold. And
I mean, we kind of already did our shopping before this.
The spell functions like raise dead, except that you are able to restore life and complete strength to any deceased creature.
I will say, so I'm looking at resurrection right now, and this kind of puts something on raise dead. It says you can resurrect someone killed by a death effect or someone who has been turned into an undead creature and then destroyed. The fact that it says and then destroyed almost leads me to believe that raised dead wouldn't work on something that's been turned undead, even if the undead form has been destroyed.
Shit, you might be right. Wow. I didn't realize that was so final.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess there you go. Now, it's... I forget. I think it's possible that Dondon could have a diamond worth 10,000 gold, but you're really...
We can't cast resurrection.
He could also have a scroll of resurrection, and like I'm just saying, like it's not impossible.
What would the check be on that? Well, I guess it would be on Thalias's spell list.
It would be, it's not on his spell list, so it'd be use magic device, which I think would have been Valbar's specialty.
Yeah, I think we all have some use magic device, but that's Valbar's. Yeah. Well, he's only got a 21 in it. It's not huge.
Now, hold on. Thalias could channel the Trickster, which is like the skill monkey spirit, and could give himself some pretty significant bonuses to use magic device.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Just the way that I just said.
Yeah. You're going to scare the poor kid. He just channeled Hierophant. Now you want a new one?
Yep, fair. All right. So, Donnan has... quote unquote, acquired many useful items from the Knights of Ozum since his employment began as Aluna's wizard retainer, and he keeps most of these treasures stored safely in his Schrodinger's chest. Once per day, the PCs can request any magic item or expensive material component costing up to 1,000 gold, and Dondon will have it in the chest. 3 times per day, PCs can request any magic item or expensive material component costing up to 5,000 gold, and there's a 25% chance that Donnan will have it in the chest. Upon failing this roll, the PCs can elect to use a remaining charge for the day to urge Donnan to keep looking to get to roll again, this time at a 20% chance. And if you have a third charge remaining, you can do it again for a 15% chance roll. Beyond this, the PCs can request any magic item or accessory material component costing up to 5,000 gold any number of times per day, but there is only a 5% chance of getting it, and a failed roll bars that item or component from being rolled for again until the next day. Add 5% to any rolls for any wondrous items or arcane scrolls on the wizard's spell list. Donna will not waste his time looking for an item or component if the PCs don't give him a good reason why they need it. So I guess a diamond worth 10,000 gold actually isn't in the cards for Donden.
But 2 5,000 gold diamonds might be.
It might,
but... And like you said, we could put them together.
Smash them together real hard, and it might just do the trick. I.e., it won't.
So it sounds like Valbar is just dead until... we can really get back to maybe Eluna.
Yeah.
I think Thalias can do it. He's just got to think real hard. Dig deep.
Oof, I'm sorry, Matt. I thought we had a plan, but...
We did have a plan. We just didn't account for the rules.
Classic. Well, I guess that's a problem to be solved later. But, yeah, you guys... You're kind of just getting ready for the day, and you suddenly get the feeling that you're being watched, and you look out the window of the secure shelter, and one of the dragons is just kind of like its entire eye is taking up the space of the window.
They probably see us go, stupid, stupid, stupid.
Did you guys realize for the third time?
So, I take it you're all rested up?
Feeling much better.
Yeah. Thalias looks holier and sounds holier, but is sadder.
Well, then, not a moment to waste. Let's get looking for that witch gate.
What do we do with Valbar?
I mean, you can leave him in the shelter for now.
No. Last time we did this, we never heard the end of it.
I mean, yes, but that was in an area that you knew if they stayed dead for 24 hours and they would turn undead. Valbar's already done
Valbar's
that.
He's already been undead, yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have to leave him in the secure shelter. But
I just, will it stay being like it is? I don't know what the duration is. I don't want it to disappear and his body flops to the floor.
I think it's 2 hours per level.
We're all thinking it.
Put him in the sack.
Put him in the bag of holding.
Put him in the trunk? Is that what you're trying to say?
Put him in the trunk.
Oh, jeez.
I would feel most comfortable with him being with us, so if you gotta put him in the trunk, you gotta put him in the trunk.
He's technically an object at the moment.
I mean, we'll do it really nice. I'm gonna place you in there, not, you know, just...
Yeah, and he takes up no room.
Also, just real quick, I know half the reason, well, part of the reason why the dragons need the group is for their nimble fingers.
Yes.
And I think Valbar was the only member of the group that had any passable sort of sleight of hand check.
Wait a second.
That's fantastic.
I got another idea.
Yeah.
What if the dragons resurrect Valbar? Because they're dragon and mighty and cool stuff.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Ah, okay. That was worth a share, right?
In a pinch... we could cast Cure Light Wounds.
So, you know, we got that going for us.
Well, when Uhtred steps outside, he's going to cast Phantom Steed for going Witch Gate hunting.
As you're casting Phantom Steed, Uhtred, you hear a voice in your head. You recognize the voice of Knight Arcanist Donden Derridan. And he says,
Oh, man. Good morning, Uhtred. I'm assuming you've all died horribly by now, but just in case, I figured I would check in. Just looking for a report, see how you guys are doing.
You know that you have, you are the target of a sending spell, and you are allowed to, send a response, consisting of, I think, 25 words? The sending is supposed to be 25 words. I'm sure it was close.
Well... only one of us has died, so by your accounts, we're doing quite well. We're looking to try and disable the Witch Gate, and then possibly coming to you.
you know that sending is a fifth level wizard spell, so you don't hear a response from Dodden, so either he doesn't want to or can't afford another fifth level spell slot, or your answer did not sit well with him and he doesn't feel like addressing it.
Classic Dodden.
Cool.
Then again, sending is a 10-minute cast, so maybe he's just charging up again.
So many possibilities.
Yeah. Your mind reels at the possibilities before you. But yeah, so Uhtred conjures his phantom steed. What else we got in terms of preparation?
I'm sure I should be doing something.
Well, if you have any long-term buffs, like 10-minute per level or hour per level spells, now's a good time.
Oh, don't even question it. It mind blank is going on.
Okay.
Good for now, I guess.
All right. So I guess next question is, where do you guys go from here?
Uhtred'll, looking at the dragon, say, any leads on where this witch gate might be?
Nothing to do but search the area for it. But we know it's close.
We'll follow your lead.
Yes, I suppose you will.
Well, I wanted to dare assume you follow our lead.
The female crypt dragon named Sepetet leaves the stables and will just begin going counterclockwise, searching all of these buildings on the outer perimeter of the courtyard.
Sounds like a plan.
Following the dragons, you guys would immediately to the north of the stables, you see what is surely a barracks of some kind. Just a bunch of abandoned and rusted and rotted equipment. To the northwest of that, in the northeastern corner, you would come across a what looks like maybe in the final moments of Hammerock's usage, this was some sort of triage hall. Just this room filled with cots. All the cots have this like strange greasy outline on the floor beneath them if you were to like move them to the side. Like there was once something like the cots were once like saturated with like this weird greasy material, and it has since seeped down into the floor beneath each one. Perhaps the only measurable remnants of the occupants of the triage hall. And after that, the dragons go to the west, and you behold another barracks, pretty similar to the first one. And then to the west of that is one final barracks, the smallest of them all.
Not to jinx anything, but for the number of people that we assume were here, there's been a surprisingly small amount of undead creatures created from them that we've come across, at least.
Mm-hmm. That is true. From there, the dragons go west to the building that looks like a chapel.
Kind of seems like these guys don't know where they're going.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we would have done.
Yeah, well, you said that you were following them. So you enter the Temple of Iamide. The ashes of charred tapestries lie along the interior walls of this temple, though the 11 stained glass windows that depict an angelic woman are intact and merely discolored. I'd say at the very least, Uhtred would automatically know that the 11 stained glass windows depict the miracles of Iamide that she performed before her ascension. And anyone detecting magic would spot a magical aura atop the altar.
What kind of aura?
A magical one. And you close in to investigate, and you find a longsword, magical longsword. And you would identify it as a +3 holy silver longsword.
What?
Wow.
How sick is that?
Pretty sick. I don't think I can use long swords, but it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I could probably fund a big old diamond.
Yeah.
if I had to guess. We could use it on a diamond.
But look at this +3 longsword.
I mean, what's the shovel? A +1? +2?
Oh, it's like a +8.
Well, it's not really.
Yeah,
the shovel's a +2. And Thalias does have a longsword, but I think it's just like a +1 keen longsword.
Yeah, it's dumpy. I never used that thing.
But a +3 holy silver? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty sweet. I'm hearing that it's not a shovel and it's not a ghost punching spear, which are my, you know, my preferred weapons.
Yep, yep.
But if no one else wanted it, I mean...
Hey, add it to the arsenal. Yeah, you're the only one that can use it of the three of you.
Okay.
Not that Valbar can use it either.
Right.
I test the weight of it. It's not end loaded like a shovel. So I don't immediately like it, but I, you know, obviously not going to leave it here. We'll take it. And if those dragons want it, they're going to have to fight me for it.
You should intentionally use it next combat to try and get the feel for it.
Oh, okay. That actually sounds pretty fun.
And then you can actually use that shield that you carry around with you.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's the winged shield, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That's a +3 shield, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's actually a pretty sweet setup.
New year, new me.
All right, so the dragons just kind of make their way through the temple and exit the other side. And they look north, and they pause, and they go,
what's that?
You look north with them, and you see the northwest gates, as you're now in the northwest corner of the courtyard. The northwest gates, the gate itself is, like, completely destroyed, just... The two towers astride the gate are still standing, just creating a northward path out of the courtyard. And this is where that, like, ad hoc bridge across the dried up moat I described a few sessions ago is. And now that you're closer, it's very apparent that quite a lot of creatures made their way through this area.
Ah, there it is.
Anybody who's got it can give me a survival check.
Nope, I don't even have it.
You can roll it. It's not a train skill. You can just roll survival.
Ah, perfect.
I rolled a 10.
Ah, I see your 10, and I also do a 10.
It's a 17 for Targaryf.
16 for Arginus.
And 22 for Sepethet. Who gives the ground a sniff and then kind of shakes her head and in annoyance.
Undead have moved through here. Quite a lot of them.
Well, I suppose that explains why this place has been as empty as it seems.
Except they entered through here.
Entered?
The undead that moved through here came from the north, perhaps from across the river.
And, like, if you look, if the map went on forever, you would see that the Path River is, like, down a, like, you're, like, up atop this hill, and then it's almost like it like, goes down a little bit, and then it's practically a cliff down to the river, the Path River, which is one of the things that made this fort so valuable for its location. You can get to the river with, like, a bunch of, like, switchbacks if you, like, go around and take a really long way down to the river. But just as the crow flies, the river is maybe, like, a quarter mile away to the north.
Yes, quite distressing. More so that they don't appear to be here anymore.
But in addition to all of those details, you do see a lone body laying on the ground... just beyond the gate to the north.
Is that my new character?
I cut out the middleman. I already killed him for you.
heal check? Investigate?
Well, you'll have to go over and look first.
All right. Well, I let the dragons know that I'm going to investigate this dead body. As a holy man, it's my job.
Oh, I'm not going to let you go up there alone, though.
And I got my bodyguard.
Well, I mean, I don't know about bodyguard, but maybe, like, your corpse retriever.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too.
When you get closer, you automatically identify this as the a dead halfling.
Okay. Good that my eyes are working. What else?
And it does register as dead?
It's definitely dead.
Through my goggles? Okay.
Anything? Does he have a name tag or a wallet?
You inspect the body, and you find a +2 ghost touch mithril breastplate.
No way!
Fit for a halfling. A small-sized +1 keen great axe.
Is it really a great axe if it's small-sized, to be honest?
A great axe. And you find a handy haversack. You search inside, and it contains a warm blanket and several buttons, scarves, polished rocks, perhaps like lucky tokens. It's like a halfling thing. And you also find a scrap of paper with quite a lot of writing on it.
I do quite a lot of reading.
You take a look, and it appears to be the passphrases that you needed to recite in order to deactivate the magical defenses of Hammerrock.
Oh, we know who this halfling is.
Yeah, we found Quinlan Gavix.
Well, okay. The passphrases is big. I let everyone know that I got the passphrases.
Well, you already, like,
you already had them.
We already got through them.
Right, but this is double confirmation that they're right?
Now we have a written confirmation.
Okay.
But we could use your wand to talk to him. Maybe he has any leads on the witch gate.
Yeah, I turned back. Got the passphrases. Yeah, we already know those.
Stupid, right, right, stupid, right. Stupid.
They're like, oh, you know what? Let's ask some questions. Yeah? And I don't even wait for a response. I take the wand out and I start tapping it. And
all right.
Trying to get it to work.
It'll be a 10-minute cast.
I just double check that the dragons are good for it.
Because the dragons keep exploring.
I'll just kind of hang out.
It's like, hey, dragons. I just got to do this real quick. It's a found a. I'll be right there.
Oh, yes, yes. Do what you must. That's not another friend of yours, is it?
No, not exactly.
Maybe.
Maybe, kind of.
Possibly.
I'll really. Tell you in 10 minutes.
Alright, so, okay, so 10 minutes go by, and, you cast Speak with Dead.
Alright. Let's hit him. Let's see, we don't need our usual questions so much as I think I most want to know about dangers. Well, I guess knowing what killed her. It's a her?
Yes.
What's the name?
Quinlan Gavix.
Quinlan. I guess I still want to know what killed her. Yeah. We'll show interest in her life. Well, the first thing I'll ask is, hey, Quinlan, so how did you die?
I was attacked by a incorporeal dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It chased me out of the courtyard. This is as far as I made it.
I kind of draw a line with my eyes from where the dragon was to where she lay down here.
She was the other Dreadwraith.
Yes. Take a hero point, Matt.
I don't put that together.
Yay, I got a hero point. Maybe it'll transfer to the next character.
Does the hero point go on his body in the sack?
No, that hero point was for Kucher.
Yeah.
Use that at work this week, big guy.
Yeah. PCs do not get hero points. Players get hero points.
Gotcha.
Oh, then I still have one. Now I have two.
Well, that makes sense. Just so you know, we did defeat it, so, you know.
You're welcome.
Where's that? Yeah.
No response, because that wasn't a question.
Ask her about if she knows about the witch gates.
Okay, but before that, I want to know if there's any other dangers that she ran into. You know, like, how far did she get in here? Quinlan, is there anything else that you've discovered or we should be wary of in here besides the dragon that we already killed?
It would appear that there were a lot of undead that moved into Hammerrock before I arrived, but the incorporeal dragon was the only creature that I encountered before I perished.
And about the witch gates, do you know where they are?
Yes. Next question.
That's on me. That's on me. That's totally on me, little fucker. And where are they? Specifically?
At Hammerrock. Quinlan says, the incorporeal dragon, its roost, it houses the witch gate, or the witch gate became the roost. I'm not entirely sure how witch gates work, but you will find what you're looking for atop the dragon's roost.
Okay, yeah, now we're talking.
Good thing we have our genus with us.
Uhtred, you got any other questions? Got one more.
I was pretty much really only fixated on the witch gate myself.
Arginus, you got anything?
No. I got nothing.
I don't want to waste a question. Let's see. I gotta come up with something.
What about asking Quinlan what maybe she believed the Whispering Tyrant was after here?
Like, oh, personally. There we go. Yeah, good question. Right to Quinlan.
Nothing jumped out at me from my brief stint at Hammerrock. I got a good view of the courtyard. I explored the dragon's roost before it found me. Nothing appeared to be a weapon or for or against Tarbaphon. If there's something here that interested him, I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bury you now, so thank you. And I'm going to make it nice. So, rest easy.
Her eyes close as the spell ends.
And, I'm going to kind of just pick her up and walk over here-ish, just outside the gate. And I'll do a little expeditious excavating. And I'll say some nice words. And as the Hierophant, I really nail this, too. In fact, I'm going to Gravedigger roll.
Oh, man.
All
right. It's just so many rocks.
I did roll a natural 1 on my Gravedigger check, but still, it's a 20, so, you know, maybe not my best work.
And hey, that shows commitment to putting ranks in profession Gravedigger.
Yeah.
Not fucking around.
You dig a serviceable grave. It's nothing fancy. Maybe you started with the intentions of giving it all the pomp and circumstance that you could muster, but by the time you finished filling the hole,
the dragons are yelling like, come on, let's get going. Jeez, I'm gonna wrap this up. You ever start something and you think it's gonna be awesome, but then you don't have time, so you gotta freaking really call it in
every day
with, like,
of my
the
life.
Last part. Yeah.
With that, Thalias has buried the last member of Aluna's team, and they're fully accounted for.
All right. Well, that feels good that we at least complete. I mean, it wasn't good circumstance. You know, it's not a good thing that they're all dead, but we, you know, mission accomplished there. Good job, everybody.
Joe, I want to give you a hero point too for committing to burying everybody, and you did a great job asking the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hooray for me. Thank you.
All right, so yeah, with that, you were informed that the witch gate, or whatever you need to do, is on top of the dragon's roost.
Also, I think I said I didn't have any hero points before. I was totally wrong. I have 3 hero points.
Oh, I thought you should
give me that back.
Well, I have 3 now.
All right, fine. You can keep it. So where do you guys go?
Back to the dragons. Oh, and I run over to the dragons hurriedly in a not athletic kind of run, more like a priestly run. I inform them of what we just learned from Quinlan about the witch gates.
Ah, fantastic.
And Sepathet spreads her wings and says, You
can get up there, right? You don't need to be carried, do you?
I look kind of pathetically back at them.
I will say this, Thalias. There is a perfectly good broom of flying that Valbar can no longer use.
Also, your shield can fly.
You can fly on the broom.
Shield. My shield flies?
Yeah, dude.
I think it's once per day, though.
I think so, too. All
right, well, let's take out the broom, and then I'll just do that. Unless someone else needs the broom. I was just going to hope for that they would see me as a pathetic human and carry me, but...
But you're not a pathetic human.
Yeah, not with a broom.
You're a big boy. Big boy with your flying broom.
Have your broom and shovel.
If there's a mess, I'm going to clean it up and fly about it.
So, yeah, the Sepithet will just take flight and just beeline up to the top of the roost.
I'll follow suit.
Follow.
With this magic broom, do I have to sit on it, or can I hang on it like I used to do with Valbar?
I think you have to sit on it to, like, operate it.
Yeah.
Dang, all right.
Why don't you just surf it?
Yeah, okay, I could do that.
And it does give you hang a 40-foot fly speed. So, and it's, like, 1 hour per use, and you get, like, 9 uses per day.
Oh, okay, so I just have that until Valbar comes back?
This broad tower has thick interior columns supporting its upper level. It appears that the interior was used as storage. Still holds the remains of timber, quarried stone, and bags of grain, now reduced to gritty ash that it held before the radiant fire went off. If anybody tries to go into the tower first, you would immediately see no stairs reach the upper level 20 feet above the courtyard. But with that, everybody has the ability to fly to the top. Yeah, it just seems like this nice, breezy dragon roost. Sepithet lands and kind of looks around and has a moment of like, nice.
Nice.
Anyone detecting magic would find a rather disappointingly small hoard, if that's what you would call it. You find a set of magical bracers, a magic potion, a magic crown, and 13,400 silver and 2,110 gold.
Freaking sweet. What do the items do? Who's our perceiver? Uhtred?
Uhtred is the spellcraft man.
Yep. Give me 2 spellcraft checks, please.
Like a boss.
35 and a 42.
You recognize the bracers as bracers of armor +4.
Oh.
The potion, you automatically identify as a potion of haste, but it has a caster level of 10th. The crown, you identify as a crown of conquest. This crown of steel and gold projects an aura of menacing power. The wearer gains a +4 competence bonus on intimidate checks, and whenever he confirms a critical hit, the crown creates a prayer effect centered on the crown's wearer with a caster level of 5th.
Wait. Whenever he crits?
Yeah. Yep. So we just found a crown for Uhtred.
Is that not the coolest fucking thing? Like, not natural 20 crit, like, just crits.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sorry, go on. Keep telling us how awesome it is.
Well, this other stuff is about the leadership feat, which doesn't apply to you guys. But I guess anybody interested, the wearer of the crown... If the wearer of the crown has a leadership feat, he gains a +1 bonus to his leadership score, and any follower or cohort of the wearer gains a +1 bonus on attack rolls and saves against fear effects while within line of sight of the wearer.
That's what prayer does?
That's just another function of the Crown of Conquest. Prayer is a +1 luck bonus on attack rolls to all allies within, I think, 60 feet when the spell is cast, and any enemies in the same area take a -1 penalty on... It's not just attack rolls. It's like basically, it's like almost all d20 rolls. And there's no save for enemies, but spell resistance does apply.
So it would replace your Talil mask.
Yeah, it's just a ploy to get rid of a mask or something.
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer to me personally, but I mean, it's up to Nick if what Uhtred wants to do with his head slot.
No, I gotta put the crown on. Yeah, it's a goddamn right. crown.
Yeah. Uhtred has to be crowned.
It's a crown that mechanically synergizes very well
it's
with my
perfect.
Build.
Perfect. So it gives you a +4 bonus on intimidate checks and a prayer effect and every goddamn time you crit.
Yeah. Oh, man. That thing was like handmade for Uhtred.
Yeah. I just know how sneaky Alex is.
I am very, very sneaky. All right, so now as far as the Witch Gate, you've never seen a Witch Gate, so you don't know what you're looking for specifically. But once you're up here, anyone wants to give me a Knowledge Arcana check?
25?
39.
26.
It would seem that a Witch Gate isn't unlike... like a Horcrux from Harry Potter, in that you don't build a witch gate. You give the properties of a witch gate to something that already exists.
I was totally expecting like a portal looking thing, you know, like some sort of physical actual gate.
So now that you're up here, and with your Knowledge Arcana checks, that kind of dawns on you, as standing atop the tower, there's a noticeable shift in the air, like when you stand near like a cracked open door that has that heavy breeze from uneven air pressures, but instead of wind, it's just chills. You can feel the scrambling of ley lines that the Witch Gate is creating, and with your knowledge checks, you realize that we're not looking for a tower or a gate or something that looks like a witch gate. Instead, it's just Tarbafan seems to have assigned this tower as the witch gate. The dragons seem to feel it as well, and they kind of walk around the tower and they, like, give it a lap each. They say,
yes, this must be it. Well, I suppose, there's no time like the present. We should get started on the ritual next week.
Oh, okay. On the Inspired Incompetence Podcast.
Week 2 of Valpar being dead.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.